With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week, remaining near seven-month lows.
Jobless claim applications fell by 2,000 to 213,000 for the week of November 23rd. However, continuing claims rose by 9,000 to 1.91 million for the week of November 16th. While the number of new people applying for jobless aid each week remains at historically healthy levels, some who are receiving benefits are finding it harder to land new jobs.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The American economy expanded at a healthy 2.8% annual pace from July through September on strong consumer spending and a surge in exports. The Commerce Department reported that growth in the U.S. gross domestic product did slow from the April to July rate of 3%. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Joe Fetterman reports that the ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon does not guarantee a ceasefire in Gaza.
Biden says he hopes to use the momentum from this deal in Lebanon to relaunch a last-ditch diplomatic push aimed at ending that war in Gaza. But already, Netanyahu is signaling resistance. He says that Israel will continue with its campaign in Gaza until it destroys the Hamas militant group. That does not bode well for Biden's diplomatic initiative, and it also signals continued uncertainty for the people of Gaza and the families of dozens of Israeli hostages being held there.
If it holds, the ceasefire would bring an end to nearly 14 months of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. South Korea's president has met with a visiting Ukraine delegation and called for a joint response to that threat posed by North Korea's recent dispatch of more than 10,000 soldiers to support Russia's war against Ukraine. This is SRN News. A leading insurance company goes all in on the LGBT agenda.
The next time you call Geico, don't be surprised if the person who answers the phone tells what their preferred pronouns are and corrects you if you get them wrong. According to an internal Geico memo published by Libs of TikTok, the company is putting all of its employees through extensive gender ideology training and instructing them to make gender a part of every customer interaction. Geico is bucking a trend that's seeing other major firms abandon woke capitalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Top officials at Arizona have certified the state's election results, including voters' approval of a measure that expands abortion access from the current 15-week limit to the point of fetal viability. Abortion advocates in the state are now setting their sights on other pro-life laws that are on the books that they say are too restrictive. This is SRN News. In one form or another, cranberries are a staple of the Thanksgiving table, and the cranberry growers of Massachusetts anticipate a bumper crop this year.
Cranberry production is big business in the Bay State. This year, the state's farmers are projected to produce 2.2 million barrels of cranberries, an increase of 12% over last year. In the words of one second-generation grower, the season has been pretty good this year. We've had a pretty good crop. There are nearly 300 cranberry bogs in Massachusetts, covering roughly 14,000 acres. The native wetland plants that produce cranberries start growing well ahead of Thanksgiving in May. Rich Thomason reporting.
New York City now requiring some residents place their trash into garbage bins for pickup. Earlier this month, people living in residences with less than 10 units were required to use a trash bin with a secure lid. All city businesses were required to comply with the bin requirement earlier this year. More details at SRNNews.com.